We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal, Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki along here for the ride. Hurricanes, a winner on Saturday, scored 27 straight points against Southern Miss in the second half, held Southern Miss to 1-for-6 on third down conversions and 24 total rushing yards. Coach, congratulations on a nice victory and domination in the second half.
Took us a little while to get going, sluggish start, but found a way towards the end of the first half to start putting some things together and grab some momentum before heading into the locker room with the touchdown drive, an 86-yard drive. Defense came out strong, played Miami Hurricane football right away to start the second half, and that allowed us to grab the momentum and take over from there.
Coach, you have said it a couple times since you've been here, since the season, you can't let a win feel like a loss. And there's always something to work on, but there's a lot to celebrate in what happened on Saturday.
100%. I think all coaches have made that mistake at some point in time or another, where you know you could have done things better. But when you win a game, and you win a game that with the score that it was, there's plenty to fix, and you know that. But you certainly don't want to take away from the fact that there was a lot of work invested in there, and that you did win the game, and you can learn some of those lessons without suffering the consequences of a loss. So that's important as well, and our team is all about that. They understand it, and they knew when we got back we're gonna get back to where we were gonna get after it. But we always shine a realistic light on the situation as opposed to trying to sugar it up or paint it down the other way as well, and I think that method works with our players.
I thought one of the other positives out of this was they gave you a whole bunch of different stuff, especially on offense. We're all geared up for Frank Gore Jr. Meanwhile, here comes a freshman quarterback, and kind of didn't feature Frank as much and showed a bunch of different looks on defense, so probably put you in the adjustment mode early on.
Well, they did a very smart thing. Early in the week, they announced that they were going to run, you know, three or four different kinds of offenses, which makes it spreads you out pretty thin in terms of your preparation. But the most important part about that aspect of the game was that our defensive line progressed and improved in terms of the way that we had better control of the line of scrimmage, created some more knockback, and allowed our linebackers to run a little bit more freely and make some tackles and be more effective tackling when those spaces to make tackles in are tighter when they're smaller. So all in all, it's some very encouraging stuff there and lots to work on.
Coach, no team is great unless it's led by its players. And Tyler Van Dyke said something in the post game, and he says that he wasn't happy with his performance, but he's going back to the facility to fix it now. After a football game and 105 degrees, his mind is that he's going to go get better right now before the day ends. That's very impressive coming out of any player.
It is, and it's what you need to be an elite football team, and you want that to be contagious, infectious, really permeate the entire locker room. Where it's gotta be that important. You know, it's always gotta mean more to us than it does to the other team. And when you have your quarterback and your leader display that in his actions and truly carry, follow through on doing so, it carries a lot of weight. It's very real. And I think that certainly has had a positive impact on our team.
Leonard Taylor, coach, Palmetto met Killian in the second half, and Palmetto won. And that seemed to really ignite everybody. After the play, I looked over at the sideline, everybody's jumping up and down, and then he did it again. So that was good to see.
No, without a doubt, that sequence of plays right there, it jump-started the sideline. It's really everybody for that matter, and led to, again, some more points, right? A stop, punt, and then all of a sudden a big play. So, tremendous plays right there by Leonard. And again, the more we push and the more we grind with him, the better he gets. So we're expecting him to even get better this week.
Zion Nelson got some quality reps on both tackles.
He did. It's great to see him back out there knocking off the rust a little bit. You know how it is. First game back, all of a sudden it's live action. And after a pretty good, I would say, 5 or 6 weeks of inaction, that's tough when all of a sudden it's live and you're going against a team that runs all those stunts and pressures. I mean, when those lines start switching sides and they get replaced by others on the second level and sometimes the third level, you've got to react, got to drop your hips and go. And Zion did a really nice job. And I know he's going to, be excited to play even more and get ready to get back into his form.
And you were able to run the football. Henry Parrish again had 100 yards in the first game, flirted with 100 yards in this game, but continues to run really hard.
He's a hard runner. He's a tough guy, a lot of pride in what he does. And he's coach hard. Coach Smith does not pull any punches. He understands that, he's played the position, right? And if you watch the way, Kevin Smith ran in high school and in college and professionally, you would understand that, he's not running back friendly guy, right? He is going to go and he's going to put his head down. He's going to knock people back. And he's very, very meticulous in his preparation and showing these guys the details of how to be a successful running back. And not only, Henry, but obviously Thad has gotten significantly better as, Rooster now getting a couple of reps, because he was dinged up a little bit. You see a lot of progress in that running back room, and those guys know that for us to be successful, they have to run hard.
Quietly, your defense is doing a great job taking away the football. 3 takeaways week 1, 3 last week, had an opportunity for a couple more. What's causing that to happen, and how important is it?
Everybody being in sync, communication, lining up correctly, and then executing. When we do that, we have a chance to be pretty good. And we have progressed in those regards, in that aspect. But overall, you'll see we gave up a couple of chunk plays that we'd like to have back. And they know until we stop those types of plays, people are going to keep trying them, which we need that. Bottom line is, football always tells the truth, right? So make sure that the things that you were good at, that you keep getting better at and find your compliments to them. And the things that maybe you weren't so good at, that you get those things rectified and remedied so they don't show up again.
They had a couple of very talented wide receivers, and we talked about it on your show last week. A kid, Brownlee, really nice player. 15, a really nice player. James Williams, defensively, picking up what Don said, showed some really good range. And Tyreek's interception was very nice as well.
It was. Those two guys are big, physical guys. Long and rangy guys as well, and they had a great feel. They put in some time in preparation, and it showed up on game day, both of them making some really, really big plays and certainly changing and taking the momentum away from their side.
Called runs, Coach, you've been outstanding, really. You held Frank Gore Jr. to 10 or 12 yards in the ball game, but overall, 2 ball games, you're less than 2 yards a carry in what you're giving up on called runs. Pretty impressive number.
Getting better, and there's a lot of meat on the bone left. There's a lot of times where technically and fundamentally we can be and need to be better. So we're encouraged, that we are improving. And that certainly was a huge aspect coming into the season, was defending the run better and playing better overall as a defense and tackling better. So we are seeing the right steps. We are seeing progress, but there's certainly a bunch to work on that we're excited about. It's not one of those, oh man, we got to work. It's one of these, man, we've got another chunk right here we could take if we do this right. We got another piece, another aspect here we can get better at if we just get our pads down, if we just read this correctly, if we just shoot our hands and get them inside and provide more knockback. So for us to achieve our goals, we just got to keep getting better.
I would also say, when you guys played, you guys had young players come in and play, had an opportunity to play, whether the game was in hand or you played in games where the depth was able to be developed. And in this game, you were able to get in critical times, Wesley Bissaint got in there, Nigel Kelly got in there, Malik Curtis got in there, and there wasn't mop-up time. These guys got some important, valuable minutes, and probably some others, and S. Cooper got in there. So some of the guys that will help you with depth are getting some really good playing time.
Yeah, and they've earned it. Mm-hmm. Over here it's we're all about playing guys that have earned playing time, and that means that when the game is actually underway, it's no longer experiment time, trying to find out who can do it. These are guys that have proven themselves in practice, and that can be trusted to execute at a very high level. So those are guys that were thrown in there in critical situations and for the most part performed really well.
Coach, special teams is always big, but especially on the road, I'm sure Borregales and Lou are going to have something to do with the outcome come this week against Texas A&M. But Borregales, 3-for-3, and Lou, mid-40s as far as an average go, pretty good day for those guys.
Yeah, those guys are unbelievable as human beings, as leaders, as teammates. Hard to find a better crew of guys, and they're performing at a high level. 5 of 7 of Andy's kicks were in the end zone, touchbacks. The other two, you know, he liked to have those back, 3-for-3, like you mentioned, perfect on his extra points, and the trajectory of his ball, you know, makes it really, really hard to mess with. And then Lou's very versatile. You know, we put it on tape. You know, one time he rolled out, another time he went right up the middle and kicked it left. I mean, he can do a lot of things now. And he's a very talented guy. He's taking complete ownership of the punt unit, making sure that those guys really dig deep and understanding all the different looks that we're going to be seeing to the different schemes and alignments that we have to make sure that we always are on point on that punt team.
I should sneak in here that the next home game, Middle Tennessee State, will be a 3:30 kickoff for our fans, but this past game was a 12 o'clock kickoff. It was smoking hot. Your team, I thought, looked good, you know, well-conditioned and all that stuff. Tough conditions, they look tough. Fan base had to be tough on that one, too, because it was a smoking hot, radiant, sunny day.
They did. I appreciate the people that were out there, you know, especially the ones that stayed in the sun the entire time. And we need those guys, you know, everybody out there. The team, we had one guy that needed an IV, but no one cramped, which is very telling. It means that you've had a really, really good summer and that you're hydrating well, that your nutrition is taken very seriously, and that you can truly use the elements to your advantage, right? If you train in this weather, you should be able to use it to your advantage. And our guys are taking a lot of pride in that. You know, we really, you know, that part of it was very encouraging for us, and we want to continue building on that.
Coach Akeem Mesidor shined week one against Bethune, was out last week against Southern Miss. What's his status and how was he last night?
Yeah, looking good. You know, yesterday he practiced a little bit and we expect him to be full go tomorrow, which is, for us, Tuesday and Wednesday are those hard hat days, right? Pack a lunch because we're going. And we expect him to be a full speed player by tomorrow.
Up next for the University of Miami, the Aggies of Texas A&M. The Canes go on the road, a 9 o'clock kickoff. We'll talk about Texas A&M coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Next up is Texas A&M. The Hurricanes on the road. Kyle Field taking on the Aggies of Texas A&M. They're coming off a tough loss to App State. Nonetheless, Coach, this is a very, very talented team. Coach Fisher's been there, I believe, 5 years now, been able to stockpile his talent, over 100,000 fans. This is going to be a very big challenge.
Without a doubt, they tremendous opportunity. You know, that's how we see it. They are as talented as any team you'll see in the entire country, as explosive, as strong, as thick and powerful at the line of scrimmage, as you'll see as well. They're a team that plays at a really, really high level. I know they were disappointed with the outcome of this past week, but we also know the reality that's the same team that last year beat Alabama when Alabama was number one, and they're more talented this year than they were last year even. So an explosive football team that our guys are really excited and preparing for. Jumping around to meetings this morning, which they held on their own, and again, getting ready for a tremendous test, a tremendous challenge, and a tremendous opportunity this Saturday.
Coach, you talk about speed and explosiveness. They're number 6, the kickoff returner. He had 90-plus yard for points, and then also plays the running back position. You always have to know where he's at on the field.
Well, it's not only that he's fast. This guy's powerful. This is not a little guy. This is a guy that, you know, he's got great knee drive, and he plays, you know, he gets behind his pads. Plays with a low center of gravity, so he runs through guys. Look at it on the kickoff return. Mm-hmm. You know, he's wrapped up and tackled. Not so fast, he's gone, you know. And when he's a guy that just, he diffuses all angles. You know, once he gets an opportunity to break one, he typically goes. So very dangerous player, you know, catches the ball well out of the backfield as well. Good blocker, and he's complemented by a big, explosive, powerful offensive line with with some tight ends that are really good blockers and really good receivers as well. So they give you a multitude of formations and personnel usage. So overall, just a really impressive team.
Haynes King has been their starting quarterback. He was the number three dual threat quarterback. You probably already know this coming out of high school. You probably recruited him. Yes. And very good player, struggled a little bit, but he can run, and they're really trying to use their speed on the outside. It looks like getting the ball down the field.
He's an excellent player. I recruited him hard out of high school and know a lot about him, but an excellent quarterback and a guy that when they are on point, they play at a really, really high level. So for our defense has to play at their very best. Eye discipline, communication, alignments, assignments, playing fast, and we got to be on point.
Coach, their defensive line is as big a bodied bunch as I've seen in a long time. I mean, they are, and they all move well. They're powerful, and they're going to be something to contend with.
No doubt, tremendous. I don't think it's a word. Knock your back ability is what they have. Yeah, it's an O line word probably. You know, just really thick and explosive and powerful. So. Their strength and conditioning department obviously does a really, really good job. Keep those guys big and lean and strong, and they're well conditioned now. Yeah. And they're deep into the game and play 70 and 80, and they're still going. They're going hard. They're going strong, and they play a good number of guys. So they have depth. They rotate really well, and they're all a little bit different in their own way. So you really got to do a lot of film study to get a really good idea of how they play their blocks right, how they rush the passer, you know, how they use their hands, all those things. Impressive bunch.
The guy looks to maybe be the glue in the back, Damari Richardson, one of their safeties. He's been there for a long time, surrounded by guys that are all veterans, a couple of freshmen mixed in there, but it seems like they're linked together pretty well.
They're linked together really well. They communicate really well. They're very disciplined. They've got great eye discipline, great technique, and they all could run and cover. And then they're complemented by a great D-line, right? So they make it hard, right? You can't hang on to the ball very long. And their linebackers, I tell you, those guys are impressive players now. They get downhill in a hurry and they knock people back. Again, just a very impressive bunch and looking forward to playing.
Coach, you have to practice dealing with noise. I mean, you're going to face that over 100,000 people, and they're going to be screaming and hollering, and you really have to embrace it, but you also have to work it into preparation.
You do. You know, if you're not prepared for it, that's when you should worry about it. You know, if all of a sudden you're going to start practicing a certain way and trying to invent stuff at the last second, it's like anything else, right? If when you prepare the right way, you should walk into a place with confidence that you're going to perform to the highest of your capability, the best of your capability. So we totally understand the environment, the atmosphere, and for us, it's an exciting opportunity. We understand the challenges that come with it, so you prepare for those challenges.
Must help. I think it's going to help the University of Miami. You've been in that, and it's a Southeastern Conference team, right? And you probably look across the field and say, well, that looks familiar to me in terms of size and strength.
It is. They've built a tremendous roster. That's a really good football team. Really, really good. And when you complement it with an environment like that, it's why you play college football. It's why you come to Miami, right? You want to be on the big stage, in the big games. But you also, when we approach this kind of stuff, you could be in the parking lot of the Walmart. It doesn't matter, right? I mean, it's all about your focus on what you have to do, how you have to do it, why we're doing it that way, and doing it to the best of your ability, okay? And that's our complete utter focus, making sure the Miami Hurricanes are taking care of Miami Hurricane business to make sure we pack what we need to get on that plane and give ourselves the best chance for success.
For as long as we've been coming to this building, a road trip has been called a business trip. And that's truly what it is.
It is. And you have to cut out everyone and everything that does not help us in achieving our weekly goal, right? That's the way it is. You know, this thing, it goes by fast, right? You're on a plane, you get there, you're having a pregame dinner, you're walking through your meetings, you're waking up, couple of meetings, walk through, and you're out there, you're playing ball. So every single second is used up by us. We always talk about you got to work and work and work to the game, and then you've got to work through the game as coaches, right? Every single play carries an opportunity to make an assessment, a correction, a tweak to give yourself more success on the next play. Sometimes it's play to play, sometimes it's series to series, sometimes it's at halftime, right? But you've, as a coaching staff, you've got to be able to work to the game and not worry about the clock, not worry about the scoreboard, you know, not worry about the noise, none of that stuff. Just worry about everything that's between the lines and snap to whistle, right? That's how we do it.
I think also, I would imagine we've given Texas A&M accolades, and properly so. They got to be sitting there going, wait a minute, we got Miami coming in here. And Miami's got some pretty darn good players also, with a coaching staff that's been around, guys that know what they're doing, guys that have been in big games, guys that understand what big games are all about.
I mean, to me, it's just two great teams having an opportunity to play each other. I don't dive into any of the hype or hoopla surrounding it. It's never been our way. It'll never be our way. You know, we've got, again, a tremendous opportunity in front of us, a tremendous challenge, one that we're super excited about. But we're really excited about the preparation part. We know that we have to be at our best, and the utter focus is us being at our best.
Coach, how do you get on the plane? How do you get on the plane if you're a member of this squad and you are a part of the travel team? What are the things you have to do to be a part of it?
You have to prove that you have the capabilities, the willingness to do whatever it takes to help us have success on Saturday. You know, and it's a little bit of everything now. You know, it's what you do on the practice field. It's what you do in the classroom. It's how you handle yourself off the field. I mean, you know, look, this is a vocation for us, and it comes with teaching moments. But we're just very honest and transparent. There's no nonsense. There's no BS, if I could say that on the air. I guess I can, maybe. I don't know. You guys will let me know later. But, you know, we get these guys not only ready for games, but for the reality of life when you hang them up, when the reality of a tough job market, right, a difficult economy, when those things hit and you got to be a provider and you got to face real world stuff. Well, all this should be training later applied to those moments. But and while you're in these moments, right, every single ounce of what we do is geared towards preparing these guys for their best chance to be successful on every single play on Saturday, you know? And that comes with the reality. You know, we don't shy away from the tough conversations, you know? One of the greatest forms of respect is to confront and demand when something is not being done to a standard. And that doesn't mean that you have to be a jerk, that you don't have to be, you know what I mean? It just means that you respect someone enough to say, look them in the eye and say, hey, that's not the way we do things around here. We're gonna do it like this, and this is what you have to do to make sure that happens. And then work with that person, that young man, to help him get there. That's what it's all about, you know? And we only have so much time with these guys, you know? It's a couple hours a day, and at the end of the day, it's what, 3 to 5 years max? And that's, in athletics, 3 to 5 years goes by like that. So we got to take advantage of every second that we have and make sure that we give every single player nothing but our very best.
Coach, should be a great one, great opportunity for the University of Miami. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Go Canes.
University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal will continue on the show right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.